gods and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manners of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Supporting scripture this morning, St. Mark 2 and 3. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. So if we are to use a thought or subject this morning, we like to use a thought, if you or somebody needs to be healed, take them to Jesus. If you or somebody needs to be healed, take them to Jesus. Pray. Unless you're praying to the Lord, there's no way to pray without calling on the name of Jesus. Well, however you refer to your God, he knows exactly who you are talking to. And the good thing to know is that he will hear your humble cry. Don't never allow nobody to tell you in this day and time that you don't have access to Jesus. You don't need the pastor. You don't need the priest. You don't need nobody to talk to your God. And you can talk to him any and everywhere that you be. And know of a surety that he will hear and answer your prayer. And so we're just thankful to God because he is who he is and he does what he does. And everything that he does it for our good, whether we recognize it or not. And so I'm so thankful to be one of God's children this morning, still striving and pressing the way to be who God would have me to be. And it's only by God's grace this morning that we are here, still pressing toward the journey of life. We are blessed again to be in fellowship one with another as we come this morning lifting up the name of Jesus. Regardless to the weather or how we feel, this is still a day that God has made. And we should be rejoicing because he has allowed us to be part of another day. There's somebody that woke up this morning that still don't have no idea of what's going on in the world. Don't know whether it's cold outside, whether it's hot outside. All they know is that they yet still have the blood running in their veins. And so if we have a mind, if we know this morning that God has blessed us and he was the one that gave us the strength to get up out of our beds and to press our way to this house of worship, then we ought to come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We ought to come thanking God that things are no worse than what they are. And even though the trees may be icy, sooner or later, they're going to melt away and everything's going to be all right one more time. So I thank God, and to God be the glory for all the things that he has and is doing for all of us. We thank God for our past blessings, but we need to thank God for what he's doing right now. And then if we are praying to the Lord our God, we pray to God for those things that we expect him to do on tomorrow. Even though we may ask him for things of tomorrow and we know that we might not be here tomorrow, it's still good to go ahead and ask in advance. The Bible declared that you have not because you ask not. And so we ask the Lord to bless us. We ask God to be with us every step of the way. For I find this morning that if we are listening to the different newscasts, it always talking about the things that are going on in the world. If there ever was a time that we need to join our forces together and call upon the Lord, it's right now. We can go back to that old cliche, if it's not one thing, it's always another. As soon as you get one thing worked out, look like already something else is already before you. But how many of you know and believe that if God brought you through this, he'll bring you through that as well? No matter how heavy the load gets, never ever give up on your God. even though in your bleak moments, in those moments when it seemed like all is in despair and it seemed like the world may be pressing up against you, do know that there's an outlet. God is able to pull you through whatever it is that you're going through. It seems as though all we see and hear on the news is bad news. So I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity this morning to share with you some good news that you have either read or heard. But just in case there's someone in the midst of us that don't know, there is some good news. And let me tell you this morning that we serve and belong to an able God, and there is nothing too hard for the Lord. It is my job this morning to tell you that every time we listen to some good news, that God is not dead. He is yet still alive. He has paid the ransom for us all. And all of us got something to be thankful for. I come to share with you some good news. Things could be worse than what they are. Come to share with you some good news. Somebody don't have what you got. And somebody don't feel like you feel. But we serve a God that is able, that shed his blood on Calvary. And he gave his life so that we might have life. And because of him, as believers, we are saved from our sins. That's a blessing within itself. As we lift up our heads and be happy that the Lord is on our side. And I promise you that if you walk by faith, if you trust in the power of a loving God, knowing that the God that we serve is full of love, he's full of compassion, and he's able to do whatever it is that you need to do. Then don't worry about the tricks of the enemy. For the Bible declared that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Sometimes you might get knocked down, but get right back up. Sometimes you might get backed up against the wall, but all you got to do is get you some leverage and say, somehow, some way, I'm going to get out of this mess. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Anybody in here, I know that you have, because as we live in life, every day is not a sunny day. Every day things does not go your way. All of us have had some ups and we've had some downs. We've had some good days and some bad days. But I like to think that your good days outweigh your bad days. Am I talking to anybody in here that no matter how dark the cloud may get, that you know that somewhere or another, the sun shall shine again. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I'm moving like we're late, but I'm going to get you on up out of here. Thought that I was going to get me a nap, and he got to say something this afternoon, and I'm going to go hear him preach today. You hear me? It is wonderful to have friends in Christ and to love your people. We got to love one another whether we like one another or not. We got to learn how to love one another. Everybody is not going to like you. Everybody say they love you, don't love you. Don't never let nobody fool you into thinking that everybody loves you, because you're not all that, I'm not all of that, and everybody don't love me. But I thank God for those that do. And then I want to have a mindset. I want God to bless me in a way that those that don't, I can treat them still like somebody. I can treat them like God would expect me to treat them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because I say on many occasions, you don't have to answer for what they do to you. But you're going to have to answer to how you do unto them. So be very careful, because the enemy have a thin line there where he'll make you think one thing one minute. Those that say that I got your back, and as soon as you need them, they know where to be found. God has blessed us. Another part of that good news is that we live down here in these earthly tabernacles, these earthly houses or abode, but we know that God has already prepared another place for us. The death train has continued to run, and we lose loved ones in the body of Christ every day. There's somebody dying, whether it's in our community or not, whether it's in our family or not, whether we know them or not. There's somebody that dies every day. But if you took the flip side, there's a baby born every day. Born into a world where everything is so uncertain, but we still have the same God that is unchangeable. In the midst of all of that, we got to understand that even though there is death every day, the one thing that we are very familiar with is that we are plagued with sickness all over the land. In all our age brackets, in every walk of life, we've got to understand that sickness has no respect of persons. If we like, we might say it like this, there's sickness on every hand. You look to the left, somebody's sick. You look to the right, somebody's sick. You find out or get a phone call, and all of a sudden you know that somebody's sick. So I want to share with you some more good news concerning sickness this morning. That if we remember what our Lord endured on the cross, if we remember that the Bible declares in the words of the prophet Isaiah in the 53rd chapter, the 4th and the 5th verses, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. You got to believe that. You got to believe that everything that you might be going through, God is already aware of it. And God loved us so much that he allowed this man of God, this prophet, before Jesus even came on the scene in the flesh, before we realize and we recognize who Jesus is now, somebody, the Lord God, told this man of God to declare unto the people that there's going to come a man that's going to do what needs to be done. He's going to be stricken. He's going to be smitten of God. He will be afflicted. Why? For our transgressions. The Lord God has done nothing wrong, but yet he allowed himself to be bruised for our iniquities. All of us, we're not angels. And don't forget where you come from. Even though you're saved and you might be sanctified and you might be full of the Holy Ghost, don't forget that there was a time that you were out of the will of God. But while you were out of the will of God, how many are so glad that God rocked you in his arms and kept you in his loving care and allowed you to know that I'm the Lord thy God, I change not, and as long as I got you in my hand, no man is able to pluck you out. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then I love that latter clause, because with his stripes, we are healed. Don't you know that that's the only way that we can have any peace of mind or satisfaction in life is to know that our Redeemer still lives. He has the power to forgive sin, and but thankfully, he heals our physical sickness. Some of us are spiritually sick, and then there are those of us that are physically sick. Now, there's a difference between the two, and you got to find out where you fit in, because even if there's nothing wrong with you today, don't boast and don't get overly glad, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. How many of you know that even though you've had some rough time, God had brought you through some time, that the same God that healed you when you was a little boy or a little girl, he's still healing you right now. There was a time as a people that we didn't have money to go to the doctor. But our folk knew something. We called them old folk remedies. Some of them was a little kind of crazy. But when we were young, you had to do what they say do. I never ever liked castor oil. Cottonmite. Now that cat back there, she believes in castor oil. You ever tried to hold it in your mouth? Think you're not going to be able to swallow it, and all of a sudden, mama hit you in the back, make you swallow it. Yes, They had some thing. They go out there in the yard somewhere and find something, brew some kind of tea. But it brought you back. Now we pay big dollars for stuff that don't do us much good. Some things work, some things don't. But God is our healer and he is our keeper. And if you don't remember anything else, if you have anything physically going on in your body, know that by his stripes, you are healed. He can cleanse our soul and he brings us to a place where we can have peace. When you need him, don't hesitate to go to him for whatever it is. Jesus, as we well know, started out doing what his predecessor, John the Baptist, started in preaching repentance for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. So in our text, he started to choose his disciples. The Bible declared that he walked along and as he went by the Sea of Galilee that he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew, casting the net into the sea, for they were fishers. But he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. See, they were fishing for food to eat, but he allowed them to know, and without any question, they listened to the call of God, and they followed him. Now, the Bible declares that straightway they left their nets and followed him, and going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship. And they were right there with their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Now, you would think that if a man came along and said, come on, darling, follow me. And their daddy is sitting right there and he got to give respect or should give respect to a dad and say, daddy, can I go? But when you get a call from the Lord, you don't have to ask nobody, can I follow him? If God has called you, if God is doing something in your life, you don't have to ask nobody, is God real? How many of you know God to be real in your life? If you know that God does and answered a prayer and you called on him and he's answered your prayer one time and again, how many of you know you don't need no preacher to pray for you? I wonder this morning, how many of you are praying for yourself? And know that God will do what you need him to do, whether or not the deacon boy is there, whether or not the preachers are there, whether or not the choir is singing the songs of Zion. How many of you got a melody in your heart anyhow? Anybody in here ever had church all by yourself? Seems like every time you turn around, one thing is going on or another thing going on. And all of a sudden, when I call the name of Jesus, things will begin to change and happen in my life. So now, Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which is the good news, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. What a mighty God we serve this morning. The Bible declares, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Provider, all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases, meaning whatever disease or whatever problem they had, they realized that this individual needed some help. And they took them to Jesus. Now, they didn't go just to have a prayer meeting, but they went to let him know that this individual is sick and he needs to be healed. And so they took them to Jesus. The Bible declares that not only those that went with many diseases and torments, but those which were possessed with devils. In other words, those that was demon possessed. You see, there's a difference between being physically sick and then being possessed with a demon. There's some folk that just mean as a snake. And I don't care how good you treat them, they still mean as a snake. You can bend over backwards and try to get along with them, but they still mean as a snake. And they need some deliverance, and they don't need no Advil or any Motrin or any of that kind of junk. They need somebody to take them to Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. You know any of them folk this morning? Just so full of the devil that you know that something got to be wrong with you. Possessed with demons. But they could bring him to Jesus. And the demon had to tremble and come out of that man or that woman. Then those which were lunatic. Now, understand, not talking about crazy folk, talking about those folk that was having epileptic fits. You know, when you see somebody and they're having a seizure or some type of action going on, you begin to think if they're foaming at the mouth and they're going through all of these changes, they must be possessed with something. But there's a difference between possessed with a demon and having a seizure. So the point that I'm trying to stress is that whatever your condition is, all you got to do is take it to Jesus. The Bible declares, and those that had the palsy, paralyzed, he healed them. Those that couldn't walk, he healed them. Those that couldn't lift up their arms, he healed them. But there's a time that sometimes things happen in your life. That's why you better be careful how you treat folk. For I thought this morning, if you or somebody needs to be healed, take them to Jesus. But now, what if you're paralyzed? And the only way you can get healed is to come down to the altar. And you're not able to walk to the altar on your own accord. You're not able to get to the prayer bench on your own accord. So what you need is somebody that loves you enough, that cares enough about your condition, that don't mind taking on the burden of trying to get my brother to where he can get some help. And the first thing you want to do is, in our day and time, call 911. But I found out that you better call Jesus first. He is always right there on the spot. So I wanted to give you a clear example of a man that was paralyzed. And the Bible says this morning that he entered into Capernaum. And after some days, it was noise that Jesus was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was not room to receive them inside the house. Everybody was about the door, and he preached the word of God unto them. Now, when the Lord God opens up his mouth, you ought to be able to listen and heed the word. But as Jesus was preaching, the Bible declared that they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, meaning that one that was paralyzed, that was laying on a bed, and four men brought them to Jesus. When they got there, where they knew Jesus was, they found out that I can't get in because of the crowds of people. But I thank God for the determination of these four men that brought this man to get healed by Jesus. For the Bible says, when they could not come nigh unto him, saying that because they couldn't get close to Jesus, they went up to the rooftop and they uncovered a hole big enough to let the man down so he could get to where Jesus was. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. You don't know how God's going to bless you. But I want to let you know that if there's somebody looking on, we always got some critics. Always got somebody that's going to find some fault. For the Bible said there were certain scribes sitting there. They began to reason in their heart, why did this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God only? See, they didn't have the knowledge that we got, that God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one. So he could forgive the man's sin. Immediately, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, that he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? New day talk. Stay in your lane. Mind your business. And let me do what God sent me here to do. If God sent me here by these men to be healed, don't worry about the fact that he said my sins are forgiven. Because if my sins are forgiven, then I'm spiritually healed. But I still got a physical condition. I'm still paralyzed. So the Lord God had to show them that I can do anything that I need to do. For he told the man that I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way in thine house. So no matter what they think, if you take your loved ones to Jesus, he'll make everything all right. So I just stopped by to let you know that if you or somebody needs to be healed, allow them to take you to Jesus. If you don't know the way, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto me but by my Father. So I thank God this morning for being the doctor that has never lost a case. I thank God that can bless us and heal us of not only our spiritual problems, but also our physical problems. So if you have something wrong with you this morning, all you got to do is go to Jesus. If you can't get there on your own accord, call somebody. And hopefully that somebody loves you enough that they'll take you to Jesus. Now, what if you got some loved ones that are many miles away? I want to let you know that there is no distance in the power of God. Because I might not be able to go to Chicago and pick my brother up and bring him to Jesus. But I can go to this altar right here and talk to him about my brother in Chicago. And the same God that's here is already in Chicago. And while I'm talking to God, hallelujah, he can touch that one that I'm praying for and make a difference in their life. So don't think that you got to physically take them. You can talk to God, and God will make everything all right.